Greetings, respective viewers. This is George from Ireland. Do you like my new look? Do you take me more seriously? Am I any more authoritative? I've been told this will help make my YouTube viewers skyrocket, YouTube viewing numbers, that is. So in this video, I'm discussing what's happening with the Russian top brass, because President Putin, he's just sacked General Ivan Popov. So Popov, he was commanding Russian forces in the Zaporizhia region. Zaporizhia is in southern Ukraine, and Russia claimed its absorption into the Russian Federation in September last year. So he's commanding the 58th Army. So General Popov, he went public with some of his criticism of the mismanagement of the war, saying that they're suffering needlessly high casualties and there isn't sufficient artillery support. And this is a direct quotation, said, "It's necessary to either keep quiet and be a coward or to say that the way that it is." And presumably he's tried this quietly behind the scenes and it's just not working. And he won't be the last Russian general who feels obliged out of patriotism to say this. And, you know, some would say, well, quote Lord Tennyson, who was writing about a war against Russia, actually, "There's not to reason why, there's just but to do and die." And some people don't wonder, should we be fighting this war or not? Are we righteous or unrighteous? Is there a better way? Should we negotiate? They're professional soldiers and they carry out orders despite their opinion, or maybe even without even thinking about it. Some people have rather uninquiring minds. So I don't know if he's incurious or not. Anyway, so he said, "I have no right to lie in the name of you, in the name of my fallen comrades in arms. So I outlined all the problems which exist." Anyway, so this was posted to Telegram, a social messaging app very popular in Russia, by a deputy of the Russian State Duma, Andrei Gurulyov. So Gurulyov was a senior military commander himself, and he's often seen opining on Russian state television. Major General Popov says there are significant problems that more senior generals need to take account of. They're not providing enough counter-battery systems, and that's why, as I previously reported, Ukrainian artillery is taking out Russian artillery at a rate of 3-1, and that Russian military intelligence is just really not functioning. Because at the beginning of the war, the Russians had clearly penetrated SBU, that's the Ukrainian security service, and that's why certain bridges were supposed to be blown up that weren't. Now, the Ukrainians have got much better at this. They've rooted out the traitors. There were some moles in there, often them holdovers from the early 90s, some of them either ethnically Russian or from the Russophone areas, or people who grew up in the Soviet era. Now, you could be a Russophone Ukrainian and totally loyal to Ukraine. And I do know some people whose native language is Ukrainian, and they do bear allegiance to Ukraine, even Ukrainians of the Russian ethnicity, again, who have undivided loyalty to Ukraine. And there are even people who are actually Russian citizens, Russian through and through, who have made Ukraine's cause their own as the only way to liberate Russia. But anyway, they've had to get this lie detector test equipment from the United States to regularly question their intelligence officers. Have you had any unauthorized contact with a foreign intelligence agency, and so on? And obviously, these lie detector tests, they're not 100% accurate, but they're very high. And if there's even a significant suspicion, the person has been at the very least sacked, if not prosecuted. But Russia's obviously losing the intelligence war, and the FSB, the Federal Security Service, is Russia's internal intelligence agency, but it also deals with the near and broad, quantum Soviet republics such as Ukraine, which is indicative of Moscow's unacceptance of Ukraine's independence. At some level, they have never believe that it really is a separate country. And that's why they told Putin what he wanted to hear. This will be a fairly easy win. They'd take Kiev within 48 hours. And my God, were they wrong about that one. So obviously intelligence is useful. It's got to be actual intelligence. The enemy are here. These are their plans. They're low on ammunition. They've got tons of ammunition. Don't attack there. It's too heavily defended, whatever it is. But obviously the Russians are slow to make use of this intelligence, but they're either just not getting it, or it's faulty, or it's just way behind times. It's not actionable. They find out these things too late. So now Russian military bloggers, often they're pro-Kremlin, pro-war, but nevertheless, they've often lacerated the top brass, which is manifestly failing. So this general, he was sacked, and some have even said he's guilty of treason. The defense minister took this action, and it's inconceivable he would have done so without the approval of the head of state, Vladimirovich Putin. Anyway, so General Valerian Gerasimov, who's the most senior general of the army, and he said that Major General Popov was an alarmist and has been blackmailing top management because Popov has said things which are completely reasonable, whether you agree or disagree with Russia's case for war. Just put all that to one side. The soldiers need to be rotated, some of them the trenches for frontline trenches for months and months and months, and they're just not relieved. You need to rotate them in and out, that the Ukrainians do, maybe 48 hours in the very frontline trench, and then they can go 48 hours to reserve trench, and then 48 hours in the second line trench before they're back into the front, and keep them going, because they just crack. For that 48 hours, they'd get almost no sleep. They obviously wouldn't get to wash. They'd be filthy. They wouldn't get proper food, some sort of cold food that you couldn't actually cook, and a high danger of being killed. To think the end is in sight, only got to get through this for 48 hours and then have a relatively easy time, go back to somewhere you can have a shower or something like that. You know, a few miles behind the front line, if the situation really gets hairy, might be rushed to reinforce the front line. And that's what, say, the British Army had to do in the First World War, and the French didn't do it. And morale can just collapse. People can get shell-shocked. They just can be exhausted, just surrender or whatever it is. And they're not doing this because they view people's lives as expendable. They're just thrown away. Anyway, so going on. But anyway, Popov has nevertheless said a few things which will be heartening to the Russian side, so that the Ukrainian army could not break through our ranks at the front. But Popov went on to say that the senior chief hit us from a rear, viciously beheading the army at the most difficult and intense moment. So Popov will not be the only one who believes this. He's perhaps the only one at the moment who's got the moral courage to say it. But Putin runs a very tight ship. We know that he's violently intolerant of the mildest dissent, but particularly in wartime. But here's a man, and he might think he's fighting a moral war, a legal war. I do. But he's got some sort of sense of honor, duty towards his troops who are suffering needlessly. He's not against fighting the war as such, but they've got to have decent artillery support. And if they don't have, it, then the government's got to change it. Got to manufacture it, got to buy it, got to do something, end the war, not ask them to perform tasks that are impossible to perform. And he's fulfilling his duties by doing the best for his troops, by trying to complete his mission and demanding the tools necessary to finish the job. So Major General Popov said, senior chiefs apparently sensed some kind of danger from me, and they quickly concocted an order from the defense minister in just one day and got rid of me. Anyway, so the Russian Defense Ministry has not released a statement on the dismissal, which is unprecedented for quite a few years. But there's the United Russia Party, which is effectively Putin's fan club, and it has savaged Mr. Guruyov, who's that politician, the one who spoke up for Popov. And they said that this politician, Mr. Guruyov, was making a political show out of Major General Popov's remarks. So Popov, in a way, is a true Russian patriot. And obviously Russia shouldn't be fighting this war, but if you are fighting a war, you've got to have the necessary equipment to do so. And he was willing to put his pen up above the parapet and tell the plain truth to do the best for his troops. Obviously, I'd like this war to end now, and then nobody would be killed on either side. It'd be better for Russia too. So anyway, thank you so much for watching this. We're seeing more cracks emerging in the Russian high command. Make sure you donate on PayPal, and make sure you are subscribed on Patreon. Thank you, and toodaloo. And tell me, do you prefer the new look?